Hello and welcome to Unlocking Possibilities, the podcast that will help you to transform your life from the inside out. I'm your host, Sarah Fletcher, and as a coach and trainer of powerful coaching modalities, I believe that we all have great potential to lead and live a life of compassion, creativity, and courage. I believe that as you learn to appreciate and honor all that you are, you can learn to trust your innate intuitive guidance to unlock possibilities for living the life of your dreams. Every day you get to choose how you want to show up and who you want to become. And in this podcast, I'll be sharing with you wisdom and practical applications from positive psychology, neuroscience, and coaching to help you achieve all that you want in your life and live with more ease, joy, connection, and fulfillment. So if you are ready to truly live a heart-led life and embrace all that you are, then stay with me, tune in. I have so much to share with you. Hello and welcome to episode 9. So just before we dive into this episode, I want to first of all say a huge heartfelt thank you for being here. And when I record my episodes, I always put my hand on my heart first of all, and I set an intention out there that these podcasts are going to land with the people who need to hear them and that they're going to land in a way that resonates so that people can use them and implement the learnings from these episodes and use them in their life in a really helpful and beneficial way. So thank you so much for being here from my heart to your heart. And I really appreciate the fact that you are taking time out of your day to listen to my episodes. So let's dive into today's episodes. And this is one thing that I really invite you to master so that all areas of your life improve. So we all know, don't we, that our thoughts are a powerful influencer in how we live our lives and how our lives are shaped. And yet so many of us, unfortunately, struggle throughout life to master our thoughts. We end up overthinking and overanalyzing. We can get into that kind of worry state of mind and catastrophizing. Or it might be that you're somebody who ruminates, you know, over the past and gets stuck in regret or feeling bad about things. And for many of us, our mind can often feel like a sort of swirling cesspit of mushed up chaos that we can't seem to clean up and that we often feel we have no control over. And not only do we have a mind that weighs heavy on us, but we can also fall victim to the health implications that the chaos of our minds can bring, particularly the ones that are related to the nervous system. So stress and anxiety, for example, as we know, can be particularly detrimental to the health and well-being of our nervous system. It can leave us wide open to things like immune disorders, to heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, and much more, unfortunately. So how amazing would it be for you in your life, in all areas of your life, if you could learn how to clean up your thoughts and you could glide gracefully and effortlessly and easily through your life with a whopping smile on your face, knowing that you can handle whatever the day brings to you. So stay with me if your mind's already wandered and you're not believing that this is possible, because I want to share something with you that is really profoundly simple that is going to help you to take control back of your thoughts and improve your overall health and well-being. So up until now, you might have been told things like, or believed things like, that in order to deal with your thoughts, you might be saying to yourself things like, I'll just ignore them, or replace them with positive thinking, or distract yourself, you know, and you might be saying to yourself things like, just do something, you know, just distract myself, or just put a positive thought in there. And I'm curious to, you know how's that working out for you? Because my guess is that you might find yourself, if you tell yourself to just think positively, my guess is that you might find yourself in even more chaos, arguing with your thoughts and getting into even more turmoil, because that kind of just go away or don't think about it or think positively doesn't necessarily work out that well. So how about instead of actually wrestling with your thoughts. How about instead of trying to change them or stop them or put a positive thought in there, how about you did something different that is going to take you into your body and balance your nervous system? Because you know, the thing is, life isn't actually meant to be hard, regardless of kind of what we might believe or how life feels at the moment. Life isn't actually meant to be hard, and we do really overcomplicate it with our thought processes and often the chaos of our minds. So what if you could learn to bring your mind and body back to its natural setting, back into balance, back into peace and harmony, the state of being that we are designed to be in, instead of the internal chaos that you might find yourself in. So what if every day you had control over your inner control panel, and that you could hit the reset button anytime you wanted to bring yourself back throughout the day into that balanced place, so that then you can handle things in your life so much easier, so much more effortless. Things just feel easier. And then, of course, the overall benefits of that are that you're going to improve your health and well-being, and you're going to just feel better in life. Isn't that a good thing to have? So, you know, if what you're doing isn't working, then let's do something different. So if you have been trying to wrestle with your thoughts and think positively and ignore them, and it hasn't been working for you, then I'm going to share something with you today that I hope you will find really useful, and that can be a different way of managing the chaos of your head, the chaos of your thoughts. And the thing is as well, with, you know, with what I'm going to share with you today, it's actually really simple once you've practiced it and got used to doing it. And yet it's really profoundly life-changing in many, many ways. So you're going to be learning to balance your nervous system by simply breathing. Yep, you heard it right. We're actually going to be doing some conscious breathing. You know that we breathe, obviously, every single day to keep us alive, but yet we are often not doing it optimally because we're just unconsciously breathing without paying a conscious attention to actually how to do it properly to balance your nervous system. Mastering your nervous system will help you to master all areas of your life. So let me introduce you to what balanced breathing is, and then also talk about a little bit about how you can do it in your daily practice, how you can start your day with it, how you can bring yourself back into balance throughout the day, and then how it can be really useful in handling the situations that your day might bring for you. So balanced breathing is all about breathing equally. The optimum is breathing for 6 seconds, equal breaths in and equal breaths out. And you want to be breathing from your diaphragm. So often when we are in stress or anxiety, we might breathe quite high and quite shallow. So we might have fast breaths. Often as well, when you are stuck in your head, so when you are thinking perhaps chaotic or erratic thoughts, your breathing can often be quick and erratic as well, which is often why, you know, that leads to kind of anxiety attacks or panic attacks, because it's the breathing that gets dysregulated. So my invitation to you is to move out of your head and move into your body by beginning to balance your breathing. So balanced breathing is all about breathing in and out for optimum 6 seconds, making sure that they are equal. Equal in for 6 seconds, equal out for 6 seconds, for about 2 to 3 minutes. Now, the thing is, when you first start to do balanced breathing, you might not get to the optimum of sort of 6 to 8 seconds. It might be that it's just 3 or 4 seconds to begin with, and that's absolutely fine. The key is that you are balancing those breaths, because this is how to balance your nervous system. So it's balancing in a way that is equal breaths in and equal breaths out. So it might be that it's just 3 or 4 seconds to begin with, but you're doing equal 3 to 4 seconds in, equal 3 to 4 seconds out, with the view then to doing it, moving up so that you are doing it for 6 seconds in, 6 seconds out for about 2 to 3 minutes, and moving your attention down into your diaphragm. So allowing your diaphragm to expand as you breathe in and then deflate as you breathe out, and doing it nice and gently, effortlessly and easily without forcing it, and just allowing it to happen naturally, effortlessly and easily. And like I say, this does take a little bit of practice because we don't often consciously breathe. We are breathing, but not actually with the conscious attention of how we are breathing so that it's optimum breathing. And what you can do with balanced breathing then, once you've got into the flow of breathing optimally in and out for 6 seconds for about 2 to 3 minutes, then you can begin also to enhance this and amplify your balanced breathing so that your nervous system stays balanced and your mind stays balanced and calm. You can optimize this by then bringing in positive feelings, positive emotions. So you can also then place your hand on your heart and you can amplify your balanced breathing by experiencing positive core emotions like appreciation and gratitude and compassion and love. So as you get your system into balance, you can then feel also in your heart intelligence, feel that gratitude, feel that appreciation, feel that compassion and feel that love. And what you're doing here is you're amplifying your the balance of your nervous system by also using your heart intelligence, your heart emotions as well. So my invitation to you, if you want to take me up on it, is to begin your day with balanced breathing. Because how many times or how many days do you, you know, start the day sort of jumping out of bed and just unconsciously doing your patterns of maybe rushing around, getting the day started? Perhaps you're somebody who wakes up and immediately reaches for your phone and looks at the news or scrolls through social media. And unconsciously, you're already setting your nervous system off into stress. Unfortunately, we leave our nervous system kind of wide open to being ignited with the stress of modern day life. So every time you are scrolling through social media or reading the news or, you know, listening to something negative, you're igniting your nervous system into a stress response. So when you actually start your day in balance with balanced breathing, breathing into your heart space and doing those lovely positive emotions of gratitude, appreciation, love and compassion, you are starting your day in an optimum way. And that is going to help you then to get yourself into a state of optimum being, so that then when things do happen through the day, you're able to handle them in a calmer way, you're able to approach them in an easier way, so that then you maintain that health and well-being, you maintain that homeostasis and equilibrium within your system, and you can handle things in a much better way. How good is that? So starting your day with balanced breathing will have a profound impact on how the rest of your day goes. And it's about consciously breathing. It's about consciously doing it every single day. And then what else you can do is throughout the day, you can reset your system again. So you can come back into balance anytime throughout the day. So perhaps, you know, you're about to go into a meeting and you know that it might be quite full on and there's maybe you're, you know, a bit nervous about it. So by resetting your system before you go into that meeting, it can just recalibrate and make sure that you go into that meeting in a nice, calm, balanced way. It might be that, you know, you're going to have to go and have a difficult conversation with somebody. So balance your system before you go and have that difficult conversation. It might be that you are, you are having to deal with a certain situation. So balance your nervous system before you go and handle that situation. And what you will find is the more that you get unconsciously competent at balancing your nervous system, then the easier life becomes on a daily basis, and amplifying it even more with those positive emotions of appreciation and love and gratitude is going to help you to increase those feelings of satisfaction, of happiness and well-being generally in your life. So it's a really powerful thing to do for yourself. So if you want to come out of the chaos of your mind, if you want to stop those swirling thoughts, if you want to get more control over your mind-body system, then my invitation to you from this episode is to come out of your head. Because, you know, actually you can't come to your senses and be present in the here and now and be doing the chaos of your mind at the same time. So when you ground yourself, when when you balance your system, when you come into balanced breathing and you focus on being present, then you come out of those chaos, the chaos of your thoughts. You can't do both. So I would love to know how you get on with balanced breathing. So start your day consciously with balanced breathing. Start your day with really paying attention to balancing your nervous system and begin to notice, create that self-awareness around how your internal state feels. So once you've done your balanced breathing, how does it feel inside of your system? What is your mind like? What is your breathing like? What is your system like? Noticing and creating that awareness around how your system feels. So once again, I would love to know how you found this podcast. Let me know, subscribe and review, and I will see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I truly hope that you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed sharing it with you. You can check out the show notes for more details on what I've discussed today, and I'd love to hear your feedback on this episode. I'd also love it if you would review and remember to press follow so that you get it automatically downloaded every single week. And if you want to hear more from me, you can sign up to my mailing list where you will get inspiration and wisdom landing in your inbox. I can't wait to speak to you on the next episode, and I'll see you really soon.